All right, it's Monday morning. You know, tomorrow night is the first presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The stakes couldn't be any higher. Joining us right now, former Clinton White House advisor and campaign spokesman for Hillary Clinton, spokesman for the Biden for President campaign, Guy Smith. Guy, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Give us a preview. What are we going to see tomorrow night, do you think?
Well, the debate and, frankly, the whole election is a referendum on Donald Trump's performance. And I think what we're going to see tomorrow night is exactly that. We're going to see the Biden policies versus the Trump inability to, frankly, manage anything. The coronavirus, the economy. They're in Michigan. He claims he saved the auto industry when, in fact, there are 3,000 fewer auto jobs in Michigan since Trump took office. And we're going to see this play out. I expect that President Trump will try some of his antics like he did with Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden will be steady and calm. And I think that's the contrast that we see in the polls. Trump is behind in the polls in Michigan and around the country. And the polls also show that people don't trust him. They don't believe him on the coronavirus. And here we see this morning with the New York Times and his tax returns and not paying taxes. And the confounding thing, and this will come through in the debates, Paul, mm-hmm. The confounding thing is that Trump does things that actually hurt the people who support him. The biggest current example is the Supreme Court rushing to appoint a new justice, and that justice will try, the expectation is that she will rule against the Affordable Care Act and eliminate pre-existing conditions. And everybody listening this morning either has a pre-existing condition, has an elderly parent with a pre-existing condition, or has a kid with a pre-existing condition. And all of a sudden, he wants to take them away. And that's why he's behind in the polls.
And yet his supporters stand by him and are loyal to the president and say that they're going to vote for him. I know the polls show Biden with a lead. Do you think that there are undecided votes out there? Do you think there are people that haven't decided yet who they're going to vote for president?
There are many fewer this time based on the research done by a lot of the polling organizations. Most of them agree that it's about 4% of undecided, which is dramatically lower than in most presidential elections. Where Trump is losing, and you're seeing this reflected in both the national polls and the state polls, including Michigan, is around the edges. And that what I mean by that is that he is losing women, and he's losing suburban independents. He's not losing the folks that wear red hats and sit behind him at his rallies. But that is a diminishing group. And one of the things about those rallies is they actually pay people to travel from city to city to be at those rallies. They're not all local people. But to your point, those folks are very loyal to him, but they're not enough of them. And that's why they're going to lose in Michigan and across the country.
Has Donald Trump made a miscalculation in portraying Joe Biden as sleepy, maybe with some cognitive shortcomings, basically portraying him as befuddled old man? And if we see him, you know, tomorrow night not acting the way that Trump portrays him, is that going to backfire on him?
Trump's walking into his own trap. He set that trap and he's walked right into it. And, he's talking about that Biden's on performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, with what's going on with Trump these days, I think all of us kind of wish maybe he was on performance-enhancing drugs, because everywhere you turn with the coronavirus. I mean, for example, just yesterday there were dozens, literally, people in Michigan who died of coronavirus. There were four in all of Canada. Now, that's just a tiny example, sad example, of the mismanagement. I mean, we've got a president of the United States telling people to inject bleach as a cure. And they've got this guy, this new guy, Atlas, at the White House, who's an advisor to Trump on the coronavirus. And just this morning, there are media reports that the Center for Disease Control head said that everything he says is false. And the head of the CDC is a highly respected research scientist and physician.
We're talking with Guy Smith. He's a campaign spokesman for Biden for president. 4 years ago, Guy, nobody had ever faced Donald Trump in a presidential election. What can the Biden campaign learn from Hillary Clinton's experience 4 years ago?
One of the big contrasts, Paul, from 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton ran was both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had very high unlikability numbers. Lots of people didn't like them. They didn't like Donald Trump, and they didn't like Hillary Clinton. Well, here we are today in this presidential election, and Donald Trump's unlikability numbers are extremely high. And contrasted, Joe Biden's likability is very high. And this is where you're seeing the differences in the approve-disapprove, and that's why Biden is so significantly ahead there. But it comes down to what's different is that people are beginning more and more to perceive Donald Trump as only doing things for Donald Trump. And, you know, not paying taxes and avoiding taxes and all the nonsense about the I'm not going to put my taxes out until the audit's over when there's no need for that. You know, people that are spending their hard-earned money buying the red hats are the ones that are getting screwed here. And that's the confounding thing is he does things that actually hurt the people that support him.
What is the key to victory for Joe Biden in the debate tomorrow night?
Steady, calm, professional, intelligent, serious policy, commitment to the American people. This is what Joe Biden stands for. It's what he's stood for the entire time he was in the Senate and the entire time that he was Vice President of the United States. He's a solid person who will bring back normality, calmness, professionalism. He will put America back in its lead internationally, and he will bring serious management to big issues like the coronavirus and the economy and jobs in places like Michigan.
We'll be watching tomorrow night for sure. Guy, appreciate your input. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.